However, if there's a death at the hand of a man unwillingly and ignorantly and unaware, our Lord gives instructions about what is to be done. They're to provide a place for that man to flee, a city of refuge. Joshua 20, verse 1, the Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, he repeated what he said to Moses, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge. What does the word refuge mean? It means hope. It means a safe habitation. It's commonly used to denote either a place or a person to which, a place to which, and a person to whom we can flee for security in danger and for safety and deliverance from death. Scripture says the eternal God is thy refuge. Underneath are the everlasting arms. God is our refuge in time of trouble. I'll read a couple of more in a moment, but let's go on here. Appoint cities of refuge. Whereof I speak unto you by the hand of Moses. I spoke unto you, I told Moses this same thing, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwillingly may flee thereto. And they shall be your refuge, your hope, your safe habitation from the avenger of blood. And when he that doth flee unto one of these cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him in, take him into the city, and unto them place and persons. Give him place that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand. You do not give him, deliver him up under any condition, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly, and he didn't hate him before. And he shall dwell in that city. Now watch this. He shall dwell in that city until the matter be resolved, until he stand before the congregation for judgment, or until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return to his own city, to his own house, and to the city from whence he fled. When the slayer remains there in the city until the high priest dies, till the matter is settled, then he'll go to his own house. And these cities of refuge are a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at a couple of scriptures before I make a comment on these cities. Psalm 62. Look at this scripture, Psalm 62, verse 5 through 8. Psalm 62, 5, my soul wait thou only upon God. My expectation is from him. He only is my rock, my salvation. He's my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation, my glory, the rock of my strength, my refuge, my hope, my safe habitation is my God. And he's in him. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. He's a refuge for the guilty. Refuge for sinners. Refuge for us. Hebrews. Let's look at Hebrews, where this matter is dealt with by the Apostle Paul. Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6, verses 17 through 21. 20. Now watch this. Hebrews 6, verse 17, wherein God, our God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability, unchangeableness of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two unchangeable things, that is, the word of God and the oath of God, in which it's impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled. We're guilty. We've got bloody hands. But we fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. And what is that hope? Which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Here's our hope. Whether the forerunner, the Lord Jesus Christ, is for us entered within the veil, into the presence of the Father, our high priest, with a blood atonement. Even Jesus made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. We have a refuge, a safe habitation, under which we have fled for refuge. It's our Lord Jesus Christ. Now these cities of refuge are Old Testament pictures and types of our Lord Jesus Christ. And look at verse 7. Now the very names of the cities are reminders of Christ. None of this is by chance. It's all by purpose, divine purpose. And how beautiful is God's word in every verse. Verse 7. So they appointed, sanctified, Kedesh in Galilee. Kedesh in Galilee, in Mount Naphtali. The word Kedesh, what does it mean? It means holy. You can look these up in a Hebrew lexicon in the back of your concordance. That word means holy. That city is a type of Christ who is holy, without sin. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the only one without sin. And our refuge is a holy place, holy to the Father. And then you shall point, here's another city, Shechem, in Mount Ephraim. The word Shechem in Mount Ephraim means the shoulder. To bear the burden, the shoulder. That's what the word Shechem is, a shoulder. I thought of two things when I read that. Christ, the scripture says, the government shall be on his shoulders. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, and the government shall be on his shoulders, the kingdom. But I thought of the second thing. He bore our sins upon his shoulders in his body. He bore them away. Paid for them. And then you might say this. When the sheep was lost and the shepherd went out into the wilderness and found him, where'd he put him? On his shoulder. And brought him home. So this is a very appropriate city. Shechem. Shoulder. The shoulder. On his shoulders are the government. On his shoulders are the sheep. On his shoulders are our sins paid for. And then the other third city they appointed, Kirjath Arba, which is called Hebron in the mountain of Judah. This city, Hebron, what's the word Hebron mean? Fellowship. That's exactly what it means, fellowship. Hebron is the seat of association, of oneness. And John said, we write unto you that you might have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father. And if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship. And this city of refuge, Kedesh, holy. Shechem, the shoulder of the government. Hebron, the fellowship. Now then, you remember the land grew and they appointed three. They assigned three more. There's some writers make a difference in being appointed and being assigned, but nevertheless, verse 8, on the other side of Jordan by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer. What does the word Bezer mean? Fortification. Defense. A defense, a fortification, a strong defense. Look at Psalm 59 and see Christ as our fortification, our hiding place, inaccessible. Inaccessible. A fortification, a strong hiding place. Psalm 59, verse 16 and 17. I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. Thou hast been my defense and my refuge, my defense and my refuge in the day of trouble. Unto thee, O my strength. We have some strong enemies, you know that? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality and powers and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness and super high places. We better have a defense. Our Lord said to Peter, Satan hath desired you that he might have you, sift you as wheat. He talks about the devil being a roaring lion, going about seeking whom he may devour. We better be well hid. And we have no strength against him. No one's ever been able to stand against him. Job couldn't. Peter couldn't. Adam and Eve couldn't. Christ is our defense, fortification, inaccessible. Hide me in the rock. Unto thee my strength will I sing. God's my defense. And he's the God of mercy. Those two things are so important. He's my defense and he's my strength. And he's merciful. And here's the fifth city. It has a name too. It's the city down here in verse 8. And Bezer in the wilderness upon the plain of the tribe of Reuben. And Ramoth in Gilead. Out of the tribe of Gad. You know what Ramoth means? It means highly exalted. Our refuge is holy. On his shoulders are the government. In him is fellowship with the Father and with the Son. He's our fortification, our strong tower, our defense, impregnable, invincible. Inaccessible. The enemy can't touch us. Ramoth, highly exalted. God hath given him a name above every name. That the name of Jesus every knee will bow. Every knee in heaven, earth, and hell. He's sovereign. He's almighty. He's highly exalted. He's exalted above all exaltation. That's where I'm here. That's my hiding place. Highly exalted. He's within the veil. He's at the right hand of the Father, making intercession. You know, when this manslayer fled to a city, he didn't flee to some little village with a bunch of stick huts and no walls. He fled to a city that was appointed by God, sanctified by God, defended. That city could not be taken. Strong refuge. When we flee to Christ, he's highly exalted. Then the word Golan. And Golan in Bashan, out of the tribe of Manasseh. Golan. What does Golan mean? The word, strange word, captive. C-A-P-T-I-V, captive. The word, the city Golan means captive. How do you deal with that, preacher? Well, when he ascended, he led captivity captive. He conquered those that had conquered us. He conquered those who had conquered us and led captivity captive. They're under his government now. He's conquered them. And then not only that, but he set the captive free. He set all the captives free. So that's a good word for our Redeemer. Holy. Shoulder. Fellowship. Strong tower. Highly exalted. And he sets the captive free and leads captivity captive. Now I want to show you several ways in which these cities of refuge are a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you might want to jot these down. The first one is this. These cities were appointed by God. It was by the will of God that these cities were established. It was by the decree of God. It was by the word of God. And our Lord Jesus Christ is the refuge for sinners. He's the strong tower and fortress for the guilty because God said so. The will of God. Let me show you that verse from Hebrews 7. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the surety and high priest of our profession because God ordained it, because God made him the high priest. Listen to Hebrews 7, verse 21. By the will of God. Hebrews 7, verse 21. Now, talking about the Old Testament priest, Hebrews 7, 21, those priests were made without an oath. They were selected, they were appointed, but without an oath. Because their priesthood didn't continue. It was temporary. But this priest was made a priest with an oath by him, by God, who said unto him, "The Lord sware and will not repent, thou art a priest forever." Our high priest was made a priest by the Father with an oath. He swore by himself because he could swear by no greater. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety. Who made him that? The Father did. Of a better covenant, better than the Old Testament covenant of ceremonies and sacrifices and baptism. God made him our priest. God said to Joshua and Moses, make those cities. God said, thou art my son. Listen. And they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, the Lord Jesus, because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he's able to save them to the uttermost that flee unto God by him. Flee to Christ. God made him the refuge, the high priest. God made him our righteousness. Turn to Galatians 4. Galatians chapter 4. God made him our righteousness. Says in Galatians 4, listen, verse 4, when the fullness of time was come, when the time of God's will and purpose was accomplished, God sent forth his Son. God ordained him. God appointed him. God sent him. Made of a woman. A body hast thou prepared for me, Christ said. Made under the law to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. God made him our righteousness and our redeemer. And God made him our atonement. Turn to Romans 3. Listen to this. Romans chapter 3. These cities of refuge, of hope, of safe habitation. The murderer flees, goes in. Nobody can touch him. Nobody can. God appointed that city. And the very power of God encircled that city. The very power of God was his safe refuge. And Christ, Romans 3, verse 25, listen, whom God has set forth, anointed, appointed, ordained, God set him forth to be a propitiation, a sin offering, a mercy seat, an atonement. God set him forth to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, to declare his righteousness that God may be just and justify of him that believes in Jesus. Secondly, all of these cities were located so they were easy to find. You notice he said, when you're small, for point three, Kadesh, Shechem, Point these three. Now, when you get bigger, point three more. Make them easy to find, easy to see with signs. The Scripture tells us they put signs along the way so that the man who has committed the crime and fearful and running for his life, he's pursued by the avenger. It's got to be easy to find. It's got to be easy to locate. The signs pointing the way, and the priests of God were to make sure that the roads leading to these cities were always kept free of things that would hinder the man on his way. And I'll tell you this, Christ is easy to find. He's not lost. I had a man say to me recently, talking about a friend, this friend said, I found out one day that Christ wasn't lost. I was lost. I was lost. He's not lost. He's easy to find. Paul said he's not very far from any of us. He's everywhere. He said, in fact, in God we live and move and have our being. Christ said, if anybody wants to know my will, he'll know it. It's not hard to find. There's signs pointing the way. Here's the signs. All the way through the book. Thousands of them. You know, when we're driving down the road, Darcy's my navigator. She watches the signs. Driving, I miss them. But she watches the signs. And you won't get lost if you watch the signs. And people are rambling around in a daze and in a haze just because they're not listening to the Word. They're not reading the Word. They're not reading the signs. They're busy reading a lot of other stuff. They're busy watching the pretty things along the highway and they're not looking for the signs. Here they are. Romans 10 says, actually, the gospel's in your mouth. That's right. Listen, let me read it to you. Romans 10. What does it say? The word is nigh unto thee. It's even in your mouth. It's in your heart. The word of faith, that if you shall confess with your mouth Jesus to be Lord and believe in your heart God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. What do you mean hard to find? It's in your mouth. In your heart. In the Word. And God sends His preachers to clear the way. There's always some folks rolling some stones in the way and putting some false things like you got to keep the Sabbath and you got to be baptized and you got to pay a tithe and you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to be circumcised, something else in order to be saved. Listen, Paul said this, I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in Christ, the power of God. So, the cities were easy to find. There were signs pointing the way. And there were God's true servants who were always out there making sure that the way was plain. You know that scripture I read in Psalm 27? He said, show me your way and lead me in a plain path. Get the debris and the man-made hindrances and stumbling blocks out of the way and see that Christ is the city. Don't stop along the way and change your clothes. Don't stop along the way and fix yourself up so you look pretty when you walk in the gate. Flee to the city. And then thirdly, the manslayer must flee to the city immediately. To tarry would be so foolish. Tomorrow. You know, there are a lot of folks come up with some strange ideas. One fellow said, well, I'm not as bad as some people. In other words, like that's like the manslayer saying, I didn't kill anybody worth much. The fellow I killed wasn't very important, so I'll just dally along the road, you know. No, get to the city. The avenger of blood is just as mad as if you had killed somebody important. Somebody else says, well, God's good. That's right. That's the reason there's a city. God's good. That's the reason there's a refuge. But the security is to be in it. Not to know about it and talk about it. Know someone that's in the city or standing close to the city. Well, one church is good as another. One gospel, one religion is as good as another. No, one city is not as good as another. There's a city of refuge. God appointed, God designated, and a safe habitation. And that's Christ. So the manslayer, he must not tarry. He must flee immediately to the city of refuge, and he must be in the city. Those who would find refuge in Christ must believe in him and receive him and commit to him. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. Trust in him, committed to him. Fourthly, I want you to turn to Numbers 35. Numbers 35. Something else about this city. The manslayer must remain in the city. Like I told you, there's all the way through the Old Testament, there's some comments about these cities of refuge. In Numbers 35, 26, listen. But if the slayer shall at any time come without the borders of the city, of his refuge, whither he has fled, and the revenger of blood find him outside the city, without the borders of the city of his refuge, the revenger of blood and the revenger of blood kill the slayer, he'll not be guilty. Because the manslayer fled to the city of refuge, he should have stayed inside the city. He should have remained in the city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return to the land of his possession. You say, what is this death of the high priest? Well, that's Christ, our high priest, by whose death our sins are pardoned, and we're free from the curse of sin. But it's to stay in the city. And the point here is to abide in Christ. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be done. Let's read some scripture on that. Colossians chapter 1. Flee to Christ, receive Christ, and rest in Christ, and walk with Christ, in Christ, all the days of your life. In Colossians 1, verse 21, and you that were sometimes alienated, enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy, unblameable, unreprovable in his sight, if you continue in the faith. If you continue in the faith, be not moved away. Don't move out of the city of refuge. Don't move out of the gospel. Don't move out of Christ. Don't be moved away from the hope of the gospel. He's the hope. He's the safe habitation. He's the refuge. Don't move away from the hope of the gospel. Don't move out of the city of refuge, which you've heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, where Paul am I made a minister. You know, a man is not saved because he perseveres. He perseveres because he's saved. A man is not saved because he continues in Christ. He continues in Christ because he's saved. Because he realizes who he is, who Christ is, and where he is. That's what our Lord asked the disciple one day. Would you go away? And they said, to whom shall we go? Where's the hiding place? Where's the refuge? Where's the truth? Where's the light? To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of life. And we believe and assure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. There's nowhere to go. There's no one to whom we can turn. I'm not leaving the city of refuge. I know what I've done, what I am.
the guilt upon my soul. I know the avenger that would avenge if he could. Lay hands and hold upon me and take me away. I'm not leaving. And when man's convinced of that, when he's convinced of his guilt and of his danger and of the dread of condemnation, and he's in Christ, to whom shall we go? Thou art our city of refuge. Thou art our hiding place. Whom have I in heaven but thee? Whom have I on earth but thee? To whom shall we go? It's folly and foolishness to talk about departing from the gospel. See that man, guilty man in the city of refuge, and talk to him about leaving? Oh, not on your bottom dollar. I'm not leaving. I'm safe here. I'm secure here. I'm loved here. I have fellowship here. I have holiness here. I have righteousness here. I have God's protection here. Outside of Christ, our God's a consuming fire. Man's a fool to leave the gospel, leave Christ. An utter, absolute fool. He's our refuge. And what a wonderful refuge. Peace and joy and rest. Now, there's some ways in which these cities are not, like I tell you all the time, types break down. They break down. Don't ever cling to the type. Cling to Christ. Number one, there were six cities of refuge. There's only one refuge. That's Christ. And not six cities. People think that one religion is good as another. Oh, no. There's one Christ. One way, truth, and life. One gospel, one faith, one God and Father. Secondly, these cities protected people from physical death. We're all going to die. Christ protects us from eternal death. I don't fear death of this body. What I don't want to have anything to do with is a second death. I don't want anything to do with that. Thirdly, to enter these cities here required physical exertion. Man had to run. Man had to run. He had to exert his physical strength. But no physical strength is needed to enter the city of refuge, Christ. You just look and live. No, you don't get up and come down here. No, you don't enter the city of refuge by moving a hand nor a hair, nor a foot, nor a tongue. You enter the city of refuge as one who's been bitten by the serpent of sin and who knows there's a Redeemer lifted up. And you turn a hungry heart and a willing heart and a seeing eye. Lord, be merciful to me, the sinner. That's it. And these cities were those for those who accidentally kill somebody. Boy, it breaks down there, doesn't it? You didn't accidentally sin. You never in your life ever committed an accidental sin. They've all been willing. And these cities were to protect people who were killers by accident or chance. Christ is a refuge for the guilty. He died for the ungodly. When we were yet sinners, deliberate, willing sinners, it's nobody's fault I'm what I am but mine and yours. But thank God we have a refuge. The refuge. The hope and safe habitation, look to him. By faith, enter the city and be saved. All right.